Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The football playoffs squeezed into one small cup. Track the playoffs now.
Hey, the start of something special right here, man. Let's go.
This is Seven in Heaven.
It's time to take flight. It's time to ascend into playoff heaven, Tone.
I'm excited because I'm worried about the future of this
I'm glad you're excited. You're worried about the future of the bit?
Yeah, I explained. Jason Lloyd actually agreed with me when you were out last week.
Well, I'm glad Jason Lloyd, who's won all sorts of awards for radio, knows how to program the show. I'm glad that's a guy that can't even wake up before 7 a.m. to listen to this bit has a problem with all of a sudden how we program the show.
We come back to the same crossroads.
His name was up on the marquee.
We come back to the same crossroads that we're always at, which is anything you see, does it matter for this, or are you just going to still have the same gut feeling about who's going to win the division in each of the divisions? Like, imagine if you just assume that everybody thinks Kansas City is going to win the West, right? Most people, no matter what. So then what's the point of the games each and every week, and what's the point of Seven in Heaven if you just think the Chiefs are going to win the West?
Because if you all of a sudden don't think, then it's an argument of how, like, think of it like a Coke machine, and you're trying to rock it over. And right now, it's like, it's a little wobbly. Kansas City's a little wobbly. Somebody's going to go, listen, that offensive line, that defense, they need a better running game than Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Sure.
Not yet.
All
Andy
those
Reed,
things are true.
Andy Reid had to go to the hospital. I'm not going to say that, but so many people are. And so they start to make the argument that they're not the best team in the AFC anymore. Especially because you have one of the best teams in the AFC who is, most of the people listening to us, their favorite team. Mm. So now you try to make these arguments and all that stuff. That's the beauty of Seven in Heaven, because I'm leaving one team out, and I can't wait to be called out on it.
Okay.
Because I am ready and loaded for bear for it, but I want you to go first.
Okay. Let's start out with the wild card team.
By the way, I can't get a hold of Jason because it's too close to the beginning of the month, and you know that Jason has to come out with his Cavs hit piece the first every month.
So he's working on that, and he's working on both the indoor pool and the outside pool.
It's like Peter King on a Sunday night during the football season trying to scribble away, except he's just coming up with different ways to fire Kobe Altman.
I just can't wait for Cleveland.com and Scene Magazine to both run Jason's new house at the same time and say, get a load of this new mansion that's getting built. Anyway.
I'm not going to congratulate him on his success.
And then you go to the comment section, and it's a bunch of people just attacking the style of the house.
Is that how that works?
Oh, my God. Nobody's ever agreed on a nice house. Nobody, because you have all the people that love the modern stuff, then you have all the people that love the throwbacks, they love the old Tudors, they love the old throwback to the Baroque style.
I like a colonial. I'm a big
brutalistic
colonial.
Style.
Tudor is a little, it's a little much.
Yeah.
They just look like they're hard to clean and a little claustrophobic, but I love a wonderful colonial, yeah.
Like a post-Gothic.
I got a Roomba, it's over.
Does the Roomba go up the walls?
No.
Have they taught it to do that? Because soon the Roombas are going to attack. You know they're going to be like at MIT working on the next phase of the Roombas where they clean your house for 100 years, and then they all decide in unison to attack the owners. Anyway, let's start out with my wild card team. That's my next screenplay I'm working on, by the way. Number 7. They're 3-0, but they're just number 7 on my 7 in Heaven, folks. The Raiders, they've been an exciting team so far. They've been playing these interesting games. It could have gone either way, but they are 3-0. You give them credit for that, but for me, that just gets you number 7 and the third and final wild card spot in my 7 in Heaven. Number 2, boy, again, Lamar Jackson a little off. But then when they need him on a fourth down, fourth and 19, he goes back there, steps up, makes a ridiculous throw. Actually, it looked pretty easy.
But Baltimore's at six?
Yes. But okay. If you're in Baltimore, you're saying that's amazing because it's the same thing he did against the Browns last year on the road. Mm. He did it this week against, the lowly Lions. The Lions have played some close games.
Not calling a delay a game helps.
Well, I thought that was the same thing that happened to the Browns. The Browns on that fourth down, I'm convinced they did not get the playoff. The first fourth down. But either way,
I'll just shut my big fat mouth.
We were supposed to benefit from them not calling it, but then we didn't benefit because had they have just called it, then we would have just punted the ball most likely.
We wouldn't have got sacked.
Yeah, wouldn't have gotten sacked. It was bad all the way around. Bad execution. They'll be working on that in Berea this week. And then maybe this is the first surprise of 7 in Heaven today. The third wild card team. I should say first wild card team. Mm. The Kansas City Chiefs. Which means, how much fun is 7 in Heaven?
Wow.
Oh, it gets even more interesting. I know, craziness.
I am taken aback.
How many weeks is Eric Bieniemy going to be coaching?
I think Eric Bieniemy. Did I ever tell you this theory, Owen?
Go ahead.
I said on Saturday during the CBS show, I think Eric Bieniemy should be given the leave of absence and go take the USC job. What does he have left to prove in Kansas City? We all give Andy Reid the credit for the offense anyway. All right.
The message boards tell me he's one of the front runners. So.
What's he already proven? Hit the ground running. What does he need to prove? They've been to the Super Bowl twice. Mm. Everybody loves Eric Bieniemy. If he's really in consideration for the job, let him go. Let him go, take that job at USC, and hit the ground running.
Succession plans, yes. Good question.
I mean, if Eric Bieniemy is the secret to everything in Kansas City success, then, oh boy, you talk about smoke and mirrors. Huh.
Would be nice if someone could actually give him a head coaching job.
Okay,
let's get into our divisional winners. Part of the 7 in Heaven. We continue on. We go to arguably. It's not arguable. Is it the worst division in football? The South, where? The Tennessee Titans have the number one spot. That nice win this week. They are in a bad division. The Colts are 0-3. Jacksonville is 0-3. Hey, if Urban Meyer goes 0-4 this year, where does it stack up? Where does it stack up with Hugh Jackson's 0-7? Well, this will be 0-17.
0-17? They can't go 0-17.
Have you seen Trevor Lawrence? Any interceptions? I haven't.
Boy, there is
that game, too, and then he just threw a pick six.
Has anybody else noticed, and I know we've been watching a lot of Browns, so maybe you have, maybe you haven't. I bet there are a lot of listeners who've noticed. A lot of struggles with rookies. Usually there's a lot.
This is unbelievable.
Usually, like, every rookie except for one in a class. Like, one rookie just comes out and he's just a fart.
Especially with as many first-rounders as we're taking.
Like, if you have four first-rounders in a class, three of them, turn the NFL upside down in their first.
One's Todd Blackledge.
It's supposed to be easy.
Now, that wasn't very nice.
It's supposed to be easier.
That's a local guy right there.
It's supposed to be easier to throw the football than ever before. But they are having issues.
Like, Zach Wilson's getting his ass handed to him. Matt Jones has been up and down. Trevor Lawrence is getting pounded. Justin Fields, we just saw. I mean, that's... Lord almighty. It's Trey Lance hasn't even had a chance yet. Trey Lance probably will be the best situation.
Jimmy G's been playing well. Yeah. It's very Alex Smithian. With behind him, maybe Patrick Mahomes, although we don't know if Lance is that good.
And also, you look in college, like Sam Howell's pretty meh.
It's been terrible.
I would say, who'd you think? Matt Corral's probably the best going right now down at Ole Miss.
I'll tell you who's not. Brock Purdy. We move on. Here,
I have a theory right now that Lyman might have started a quarterback controversy at a bar one night in Ames, Iowa. I'm just going to point that out for everybody.
The best kind. Moving on, you heard me say the Chiefs were a wild card team. That means somebody else is winning the division out there. So I have the Chargers.
Whoa!
Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
Third place team in the division.
Yes, I have them right now as a team to win the division.
I feel like one of the pros and rounders. I don't even want to play Texas Hold'em. I can't handle the swings of 7 in Heaven right now. Oh, my God.
Brandon Staley, he's impressing everybody with some of his decision-making. He explained why they decided to go in for a touchdown instead of kick a field goal, and he basically gave 8 paragraphs of an answer. You know when Belichick wants to go all in on an answer? Like, Staley is that guy right now.
Staley and Nick Sirianni right now. One going up, the other one. You know.
We used to chant when we played against Brandon Staley and the Perry Pirates, "It's a meltdown." They beat us in the freaking tournament out at Madison. Anyway,
same guy who started "Here We Go, Brownies," come up there and do that
same,
chant?
Yeah, okay. It's actually the same one. Then we move on. Your Cleveland Browns, the number two seed, by virtue of winning the AFC North and having the second best record.
Wow, still at number two, you bastard.
Move them up.
And having the second best record. I think the Bills in that division are going to finish with the best record. I think week one was a total anomaly. Not going to happen again. Did you see Josh Allen this week? 4 touchdown passes against the Chiefs.
Against Washington.
And Chase Young was chasing him.
I almost called him something different there. Might have to dump myself.
Chase Young was chasing him, and he was getting away and making incredible throws. So the Bills round out my 7 in heaven's number one seed.
Are we doing the same thing with Chase Young that we used to do with Myles Garrett until he had 4.5 sacks on Sunday?
Yes.
I told you, I watched the opener, and I thought Chase Young had about 5 sacks. They listed him as having 0 sacks. I was like, maybe I need to learn how to keep the stat of the sack, because I apparently don't know.
You can keep the sack. You have to how does that go? You can register it. You got to keep it.
Anybody can take the sack.
Yeah, anybody can
it's
do that.
Keeping the sack.
All right, you ready for mine? No, we're going. No, 7 in heaven. 7 in
Look
heaven.
Look at the board. I already did that.
Oh, okay, thank
I'm
you.
I'm telling you to go.
Oh, sorry. All right.
Instead of stammering and talking about Chase Young.
Number 7. I wasn't stammering.
Let's
not
go.
Yet. Number 7. The New England Patriots. Of course, I'm a little bit worried because Tom Brady's coming to town, so I'm going to have to weather a storm coming up on Sunday night. Because some people are going to hear this and go, oh, really? Because Tom Brady's coming in and he's pissed. And I think it's going to be a beating.
You think so?
Oh, I do. I really do. I think Tom Brady is going to have himself a celebration on Sunday night.
Especially after the beating he took last Sunday.
How many does he have for the all-time passing yards thing? It's been between him and Drew Brees. He only has to throw like 60 yards or something on Sunday night.
Drew Brees is going to come back if he gets unseated for that record. He's going to come back.
Oh, my God.
And then he's going to do away with whatever the hair situation is up top. He has to go back to normal Drew Brees.
It's like a Lego character. You take it off and put another one up. I'm putting New England still at 7, and I'm going to defend them next week. Number 6, I got Baltimore.
Okay.
Number 6, I got Baltimore.
That's exactly where I have them.
Yeah.
I mean, they were without, I think, 8 defensive players last week, and somehow Lamar Jackson still able to win.
Yeah. Number 5, the LA Chargers.
Okay. I'm listening.
I like Justin Herbert. I'm getting to a point where I think I won't like Justin Herbert soon. The Browns are going to be playing Justin Herbert and the Chargers very soon. I got a sneaking suspicion. Any quarterback that's good that can get in the way of our Baker,
I
start to dislike.
If the Browns lose that game and Herbert does what he's supposed to do, that's all going to be the conversation if you have another quarterback that passed up Baker.
Number 4, Tennessee. Just because it's the AFC South.
Everybody's going to just keep saying that all year,
I think.
They've locked in. Congratulations, Tennessee.
Just put
you're
that
4.
Z or X next to their thing or whatever the hell it is and move on with them.
They get a Y for that.
Number 3. Number 3. Buffalo. I still have the Bills at number 3 because I still have faith that all right, don't have faith that the Dolphins are going to be able to do anything. That play to Jalen Waddle the other day in your own end zone, I don't know what the hell you were thinking. I know he's a great athlete. That's stupid. You're just putting him on an island in your own end zone. That's dumb. You can do that at the opponent's 40 and try that out and see if that works. That was just stupid. So I have no faith in the Fish. I don't have any faith in the Jets. I do have faith in Belichick and the Patriots. I do have faith that I think the Patriots will be a better team come November than what they are right now, and I think they can make a bit of a run. Remember, you got 2 full months now, so that'll be different. I put Buffalo at number 3. I put Cleveland at number 2.
Only number 2. Wow.
I still have Kansas City, even though the Coke machine's wobbling a little bit. It's wobbling. I still have Kansas City number 1. I'm still not, just because it's a 1-2 start, and I know the Rams,
you know,
after their Super Bowl loss.
My buddy pointed out
to me. I know the
me,
49ers after their Super Bowl loss, but still.
My buddy pointed out to me in a late night text. He said, you know, the Browns are the only team that's faced the Kansas City Chiefs this year that hasn't beaten them.
You're texting yourself late at night.
Climate got so drunk he started texting himself that stuff.
Spider.
I like this guy.
What is it? Wait, is it Spider-Man? What's the meme? Who's looking
at? Yeah.
Yeah, Spider-Man looking at Spider-Man.
The only team to face Kansas City this year.
And it, you know what?
Who's closer to the truth right now, though?
Fact
Anthony,
checks.
You had him at 5, right?
Yeah.
And Ken has him at 1. Who's closer to the truth right now?
I think I'm closer to the truth. History would dictate that. And I still think the future would dictate
History
that.
History does dictate that. Look at the standings right now.
Yeah.
There's 2-3-0 teams in the AFC West, and neither one of them are the Chiefs or the Chargers.
And I have neither one of them in the playoffs. Neither one. Denver's played both New York teams and the Jaguars. Don't even start with that garbage.
I agree with you.
Thank you. All right. That is fantastic. Wonderful as always. That is 7 in Heaven. We'll post those. 92.3thefan.com. We're arguing them as well. Coming up at 8:20, Aditi Kinkabwala is going to join us on the show. Up next, I just want to make sure of one thing from the Browns offense yesterday. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. We'll be right back.